A group of residents who live near the Alderbridge Supportive Housing Building came out to City Hall to protest a proposal to have a safe consumption site in Richmond. This was led by Sheldon Sterrett, who ran unsuccessfully for City Council in 2022, ahead of a 4 p.m. Council committee meeting where a motion to look into getting a safe consumption site near Richmond Hospital will be debated. Sterrett said he thinks Cash Heed, who initiated the motion, thinks a safe consumption site is the be-all and end-all, whereas Sterrett would prefer a focus on treatment. Sterrett ran for council with Chuck O and his Richmond Community Coalition slate, which took a stand against safe injection sites during the election. O was not at the press conference as he had an emergency meeting he had to attend, Sterrett explained. Sterrett said a safe consumption site is not suitable for Richmond, and he'd prefer to see treatment and rehabilitation of people who use drugs before we go down this path. The motion from Heed is to look into opening a safe consumption site, where drug users can use drugs under the supervision of staff. Not only can on-site staff administer overdose-reversing naloxone, but safe consumption sites also provide a place for drug users to connect to other services, Heed noted. This can save lives and provide an opportunity for individuals to seek further treatment and support, he explained in his rationale for the motion. Public drug policies should not push drug users into unsafe areas such as alleys and hidden alcoves. Instead, they should establish safe places to consume drugs, he added. In 2023, 26 people died in Richmond of suspected drug poisonings, according to the BC Coroner's Service. Sterrett said people who use drugs should be treated with dignity and deserve help, and treatment should be available to them. Furthermore, he said opening a safe consumption site would enable and extend harms of drug use. He reiterated his opposition to the Alderbridge Supportive Home, which he lives across from, saying crime, public disorder, open drug use and drug dealing have all increased in the area since it opened. If the motion to explore a safe consumption site goes through, Sterrett said he will start a petition against it. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.